This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you're watching us on television, Owen Schroyer is behind the yellow tape of a Montopolis Drive in southeast Austin with a live feed of the third bombing. The third bombing since March 2nd, the second bombing today. There was a bombing on March 2nd. There were two bombings today, including fatalities. Breaking on Infowars.com. Third explosion in Austin, Texas, from suspicious package. Well, it's a bomb, yes. Live video is on Infowars.com. Live video feed on the scene of the third bombing. We're dispatching reporters to the bombing that happened this morning. This just happened a few hours ago. We have live coverage at Infowars.com. Live video coverage on the ground at the bombing. There's not other media there. The police are being very, very rude to Owen, telling him to even get back from the yellow tape. The FBI was not like that. They are searching the houses, house to house. They've cordoned the neighborhood back two blocks. This is unprecedented. So a lot of breaking news there. We'll cover it some in the next segment with live feed, and then go to Tommy Robinson, who's just flown back into the U.K. He's been going to Islamic no-go zones. The police obviously coordinated Antifa to attack him and his female reporter, who then defeated the 10 thugs who ran in fear. You cannot make up the magnitude of this. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, you're normally in Austinite. Your operations are based here, but you are off now setting up a major new video streaming service. What do you make of this? Well, let me just make this statement. Is Antifa behind the third bombing? Here's the question. Is Antifa behind the now third bombing in Austin, Texas? They're violent. They call for violence. They call for attacking gentrification, any old white people moving in to East Austin. And you have three bombings that have happened. They also say old Hispanics or old blacks. If you're not from the neighborhood, you're not wanted. I'm just saying I think that they should be investigated because they are a terror group. They're listed as a terror group. They call for violence. They've attacked the Blue Cat Cafe, a cat sanctuary. I believe they're prime suspects. And that is not a conspiracy theory to say a known violent group has been calling for violence against gentrification. And you have three bombings. I think they're prime suspects. I'm not saying they did it, but I think that's a normal extrapolation. What do you think, Mike Adams?
Until we know more details, yeah, that's a reasonable speculation. Obviously, that can change when more facts are known. But look, remember when CNN doxed that elderly woman who had posted something about pro-Trump? She is the kind of person, I believe, who would be typically targeted by Antifa-style domestic terrorists because CNN demonizes those people. CNN goes out and essentially stalks people, turns them into targets for a group, Antifa, which has said it wants to use violence. They're very overt about it. They're not, you know, covert. They want to kill conservatives. Now, whether this bombing is that or maybe just some personal vendetta against a couple of individuals is yet to be known, but it fits the pattern, Alex, of what Antifa promises to do to conservatives and political targets across America.
Well, I know you're busy, but if you'll write an article about your site being taken down and the fact that other sites are still down, I'd like to point out this has happened to thousands of prominent sites that did not come back. And the only person that seems to care is Matt Drudge and InfoWars, because we understand if you hang, we'll hang separately, my friends. We need to hang together. So, again, please, I know you're a busy guy, but if you write an article for naturalnews.com, we will post it at InfoWars, NewsWars, and I will try to send it out to everybody I can. We're trying to have other people that have still been banned on because, you know, we understand it's you today. It's us tomorrow. And finally, Breitbart and Daily Caller realize that and have finally come to our aid as well because, you know, if they get banned, I'll stand up for them as well. So, Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Great to join you today. And just a reminder, all patriots, do not build your content on centrally controlled tech systems anymore. Always look for alternatives.
And that's the great Matt Drudge again that came here 2 years ago to say, decentralize, get out of the electronic ghettos, the censorship's coming, the Supreme Court justice told him, and it's all here now. Even though Trump got elected, they're still trying to deploy it. We need to bust up these trusts, we need to get aggressive, and we are filing lawsuits very, very soon. Thank you, Mike Adams. We'll be back as the fight for the restoration of humanity's destiny continues.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are back live in the third hour broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Our intrepid reporters, Jake Lloyd has now joined him, and of course Owen Schroyer, are at the site of a third bombing in southeast Austin, very close. I mean, I'm talking a mile away from our warehouse, not our broadcast facility in central Austin, but from our warehouse. I mean, this is right down the road, and you've got multiple people reportedly dead, others injured. This is the third bombing since March 2nd, one bombing March 2nd, two bombings today during South by Southwest. Antifa has been breaking in the houses of old people. Communists have been beating people up. They have been attacking cat sanctuaries, beating out the windows, poisoning the cats. Some of the cats died, were reportedly, whatever they threw in, putting super glue on the locks, telling the two white liberals they're not welcome. This is communist whites leading minorities in bizarre activity. The Huffington Post has endorsed violence against gentrification. If you're an old black woman or an old white woman or anybody who's not from East Austin, quote, right to return, the city's passing a law, you are not welcome. The Huffington Post and others have endorsed violence. When we said it was wrong to attack the cat cafe and wrong that old people got their houses vandalized this year and last year, they said we were wrong. And the Huffington Post says violence is good. So we're asking the question right now, is this part of Antifa violence? And again, we're going to do a live feed in the fourth hour. I'll go ahead and host the fourth hour. We're going to do a live feed with Owen Schroyer and others on the ground with Jake Lloyd. So, no, Jake's deployed. I want more live feeds. On InfoWars.com, we have the headline, live video feed from the Austin bombings. Live video feed at the site of the Austin bombing. Okay, that's the name. That's the article we've got on InfoWars.com, and we need to get that link out because locals are saying they blocked off the roads, they backed people way off two blocks, and they're searching everybody's houses in the area as if neighbors are involved. What do the police and FBI know? And it seems like every time there's an event like the Boston bombing, they shut the whole city down. And then the guy's caught by a neighbor, not by the city being caught down. So I don't understand why they're doing that, but maybe they've got some information we don't have. But live feeds are on InfoWars.com. and newswars.com right now if you want to see those feeds. I don't even see mainstream media there. So we're at the site of the latest bombing where there was at least one fatality, another bombing this morning. So there have been multiple deaths total from this. Again, Owen is right there about 100 feet from the house. And from our intel, talking to locals, Nico Acosta is monitoring. They seem to have blocks and blocks one direction, but then he's able to get up close to the house from another direction. So they seem to be searching only in two directions, not in four directions. So we're going to try to figure that out. Doesn't seem to be a random search. They may have gotten some tips in a certain direction. And other issues going on. But right now, I would say prime suspects are Antifa, are anti-gentrification groups, because these are the known violent groups that kind of fashioned themselves after the Unabomber, kind of the prototype of this whole thing. I'm not saying that is what happened. I'm not saying the bombings didn't happen. I'm not saying they're crisis actors. The media will lie and say that out of hand. Now, if I thought that, I would tell you that. It is simply amazing. Infowars.com, newswars.com. Now, we're going to go to break. When we come back from break, Tommy Robinson, amazing individual, is joining us. We've been in negotiations for 6 months to get him to join the team. I'm so excited. I want to work with him today when I get off air. He just got back from Austria to try to set it up because he needs a studio. He needs security. He's just doing an amazing job. But as you know, we've been under attack by the globalists, and we're just trying to decide what our budget is. But I'm just going to expand and try to work something out because this guy is doing an incredible job. So is his camera lady. She got attacked by Antifa, fought them off. He knocked down at least four or five of them. It's incredible footage. It's on Infowars.com. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. It's all there. So this is going to be a riveting 45 minutes because it shows you everything. 10 thugs attack a man and a woman. They kick their butts and they run in fear. And then the Daily Mail calls it, oh, the young scrapper has, you know, been in a fight with people. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what happened. So Tommy Robinson is here. And we've got TommyRobinson.com, Twitter at T Robinson New Era. I get so wound up, I start saying his name wrong, even though I love the guy. I mean, it's just things are so crazy at this point. And the attacks here are so insane. And then the attacks against him are so insane. It is just such a time now to be involved. So Tommy Robinson is going to be joining us from the UK after we go to break. Now, by the way, I have barely plugged today or any other days. And I was talking to Tim Ferger last night and this morning, who heads up our general operations. And he said, listen, Alex, we did the numbers. We're making 5% on this sale. You've cut the prices on many of these things below what they cost us. And yes, we're bringing in record amounts of general money, but none of it do we keep. So will you please start worrying about money and meeting with us? Because you might sell $10 million worth of supplements, but if you only make $200,000, it doesn't do anything. I just love to give people really good prices, and then I just start throwing out numbers here because I don't really plan a lot of that stuff. And so here's the deal. These are the biggest specials we've ever run, 30 to 80% off. The general special, 50% off. We don't mark stuff up seven times like other supplement makers. That's the average. We mark it up 100%. Well, when you do 50%, what's that do? So, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Super Female, Biome Defense, Amazing Probiotic, 50% off. It's defeat CNN's attempts to crush InfoWars. And we've got the prebiotic fiber that is an amazing product. It's best source prebiotic fiber from the very best fruits. And it really flushes out everything. It's amazing. It's a 30-day supply concentrated. It's 50% off. You can already see it's got five-star reviews, even though that's our newest product. You notice we have the strongest turmeric formula from our research out there, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And I told you, hey, we're selling 50% off, and it's got a, you know, highest score, 95% curcuminin level. It sold out in 3 weeks. Notice it never came back in. So it's still not in. I mean, I don't just say, oh, this is a great deal. Oh, this is the strongest out there. Oh, it's going to sell out. And then it does sell out. I wish, and Tim's like, N1 Step's about to sell out. You got to stop and budget it at the full price till the more comes in. Then we'll have plenty of money. So I think I'm just going to turn stuff over to Tim Frugier and the marketers, because they're always trying to get me to come up with new stuff, everything, and I just kind of back of an envelope do it. And so thank you all for your support. You bought a megaton of stuff. We've never been selling this much stuff. We're selling almost double what we were selling a year ago. But I am selling it too cheap. I'm just making it too good of a deal because that's how I am. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And you're going to see us go ahead and hire five or six new awesome reporters to be on the ground and on the air, like Tommy Robinson. But he's been, again, wanting to join the crew for months, and I've just been, give me another month. I got to budget the money. I got to see what I got. And the left's filing all these lawsuits and all this. But you know what? I'm just going to move forward on faith. I'm going to blast forward, blast our way to victory, because I'm not going to just stay the same size. They're trying to crush us. I must expand in the face of the attacks like Doomsday, or we'll be destroyed. I mean, we've got to get bigger under attack. We can't stay the same and hold the line. We must advance. We must win. Holding the line is losing. We're crushing them right now in general, but they're targeting us for extermination because we're a lead attack ship. I need your financial support. You need these products. All of you that haven't ever bought from us, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We're fighting for you. We're fighting for your family. And all we're asking for is your support and your prayers. So buy those products today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
All right. Joining us into the next hour, he is not just the man of the hour. The last few years, Tommy Robinson has just been on fire. He's been exposing the recruiting of little girls for sex slavery that's now mainstream news in the UK. Thousands per town. One small town had 4,000 groomed. Some of them murdered, disappeared, flown overseas. He's been imprisoned, put in general population with Muslims. They've tried to kill him. He goes out with his family to picnics, and Islamists attack him. He kicks their butt, and the police throw him out of the town. Now he went to Italy, where famous Italian journalists, females, go and get beat up, the no-go zones. I've been in Rome, and the police say, oh, it's incredible. If you even go into the parks, run to the trees, you know, there's just thousands of North Africans just sitting around. They attack you. But the media says there's no such thing as no-go zones. So he goes there. Some North Africans try to attack him. He knocks one of them out. They say, we're going to kill your family. They start trying to punch him, and he smacks them. Then they are... Well, he'll tell you the whole story behind the viral videos of 10 Antifa thugs attacking him and his female reporter. They fight back and Antifa runs. He knocks down at least four of them. I mean, these soy boy methods cannot take a punch, but it's incredible. And how they show up all of a sudden with the police watching. I believe the police were coordinating this because he's under Sadiq Khan there. So Mr. Robbins joins us. Here is some excerpts of the video. And you can follow him at T. Robbins New Era on Twitter. He has his new video site. He's left Rebel Media. And I got to say, it's been explosive since he left. Rebel didn't want him to get killed, which I understand. He's now out on the streets. Everywhere he goes, he gets pat on the back by Christian Africans and by Sikhs and Indians love him because they know they've been under Islamic attack. But the Antifa communists with Sadiq Khan and his police are out to shut him down. We've had reporters trying to get into the UK, Laura Southern from Canada. They got arrested. Others got arrested. That's on Infowars.com. But let's go to excerpts of what happened in Italy and what just happened in London. Here it is. Now, what's amazing is Tommy doesn't say mean things to these people. They come up and try to attack him in Rome, you name it. We're going to find out what happened behind this. We haven't even shown you the beginning of the footage. We'll roll that in a few minutes after we've talked to Tommy and given him opening statements, but I'm just setting this up here. He's in a McDonald's parking lot, and 10 men come up. He's backing away. They start attacking him. He defends himself, so trying to hit him. He goes at him first. Smart. When, 10 guys are coming around you, you can't get away. The media spun it like Tommy Robinson got in a fight. No, they masked men attacked two reporters, and the two reporters fought back, and the cowards ran. That's the real headline. What is the real headline here, Tommy Robinson? Incredible. You are on fire. You are on fire, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. The real headline is, do you know where, all the way through it is, I knew at certain points that with Lucy and with George as well, who are the camera team with us, I knew we'd get attacked at certain times, but I never thought they'd go for Lucy. I guess I thought too highly of them. I thought they had morals. So I always said, and as soon as they turned up and I saw the mask, I basically getting out of the car, I looked across, I see seven men coming towards me with me with masks, and then I stood and I tried to move away from Lucy. I thought they'd all go for me. So I thought, that's sound, I'll move away, they'll all come for me. They didn't. They sectioned off. One went to George and one went to Lucy. And then, as you can see, he starts attacking Lucy. He's resting on the floor there. But to be honest, Lucy gave as good as she got. And he ended up, she was kicking him and hitting him. And even at the end, I looked over and even see George, the other camera lad as well, scuffling with them as well. But they were masked up. They were ready to attack us. And as you're right, straight after this, the police have turned up. They've done nothing. Even I found out, I walked around the corner to where these men were. It was at a mosque, because there was at a mosque at a communist alignment between the Kurds and Antifa. They were joining up for this day. I've actually got leaflets and show that they were practicing fighting techniques. And
by the way, I was told by the hostage rescue team and the FBI, and this started coming out later, we were told the day after Vegas that it was Kurdish groups with Antifa, with Saudis that carried out the attack, and now it's coming out in the news that they have merged with them. So, yes, tell us why they knew where you were, why they attacked you in a McDonald's parking lot, why were they ready for you? Break that down for us.
The only thing I can think is we was in that McDonald's car park. I'd been in McDonald's, and we was in the car park for 30 minutes. So someone must have spotted us. And the more I get people look at me funnily wherever I go. But I think it's because they realise who I am. I remember a girl standing there with her hood up, and I can still see her face, so I think it must have been her. And then they've made the call, and what I realised was there was 100 of them. Round the corner, there's 100 of them. When I went back round there, there's 100 of them in a mosque, Antifa, all their leading members, and they're having a practice day where they're practising their fight club. And they're practising training to attack the fascists. And lo and behold, that's what happened. But
they better get some more training. I mean, it looks like you knocked down at least four of them.
Well, look at my face, Alex. If seven men want to come masked up, ready to do damage, why am I sitting here looking pretty?
Well, the number of people said was 10, but I guess you actually fought seven, correct?
There's seven. Yeah, seven. And one went, but they must have had it planned as well, because they broke off straight away. One went for the camera girl, one went for the cameraman.
Well, why can't they take a punch? I mean, you're smacking them pretty good, but they are just, like, they think it's a video game. It's the same thing when the bodyguards of Michael Moore hit me, and it's on video in my film Martial Law, and I hit them back. They're like, why'd you do that? I'm like, dude, same thing happened to Michelle Malkin's bodyguard. He bumped into me. I punched him right in the stomach with my elbow, and he started crying. It's like, yeah, dude, it's a two-way street. Sorry, go ahead.
That's all right. There's a few other minutes that were missing from the footage from where they grabbed the cameras. But the situation was that because there's so many of them, every time one of them was coming at me and I'd go to punch back or fight back, then one of them would come from somewhere else. And, yeah, but as I said, they didn't do a very good job. And what currently is happening is in the UK, the far left, because of how embarrassing this is, these are the people who claim to protect women. They claim to be defending minorities and defending women, and here they are violently attacking a female journalist on her own, violently throwing her on the floor, and here they are, and then because of this situation, I think that most of the left and even journalists are coming out saying it's a staged fight. The other thing is, I'm going to find these people. So we will have follow-up videos coming out once I do find out who they are. I'm already think I'm on the process of finding out a few of them, so...
Stay right there. Stay right there. You're my hero, man. You already were, but this is amazing. Here's the deal. For 6 months, he's wanting to work with us, and I want him to. I've just been trying to get the Capitol to do it right, because this guy needs a big platform. But we're going to be right back. I want him to just have the floor, recap where he was, why it happened, what's coming next, and what happened in that missing space. What happened in that missing space? We're going to talk about that. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com by Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You gotta keep them separated.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited because Tommy Robinson is on fire. And he's got a new website as well that he's going to tell you about here in just a moment. But I'm going to try to shut up. I get so excited. He's going to tell you the missing tape while the camera people have the cameras knocked out of their hands, while the woman's being attacked by what I see as what people count as 10 Antifa, but I guess 7 that attacked him. And then some women that were reportedly saw him and were part of it also reported, because around the block, Antifa was training at a mosque to do just this very thing. And that, so imagine this. Tommy Robinson is just driving around. He pulls up. He's in a car park by a McDonald's. They recognize him. And by the time they come back out, they're being attacked. He tries to draw them off. So you've got the floor. Break down where you were, what happened, where it is in London, what the mosque is doing, and then we'll tie this into your trip to Europe, reporters not being allowed into the UK. I mean, this is serious. Your Islamic mayor, Sadiq Khan, please continue.
Yeah, so basically what's concerning is that there's a Kurdish mosque, and Antifa were holding a training day in the mosque, and they had guest speakers, and one of the conditions, with all the stuff I found, one of the conditions was they can't have any alcohol because they have to respect the martyrs. Now, I was aware that the Kurdish struggle was also a communist struggle. That's what I was also aware of. But seeing the two align completely, seeing them come together using the same facilities, seeing them share speeches and platforms about how they're going to tackle fascism, which basically means anyone that's not a socialist or communist, it's a worrying sign, because usually Antifa usually try to wind the Muslims up. But here they are with what people would say is the most liberal of Muslims, joining and aligning on their left-wing views or their far-left agendas. Now, we was in the car park. As I've said, I didn't think they'd attack Lucy. Stupid me, they did. They attacked us. But even the police's response, there's another video. There's a 50-minute-long video where after this attack, I walked to the mosque. And when I get to the mosque, all the police are there. And they're saying, they're saying, get back, go away. I'm saying the gang of men that just jumped me are in there. What are you going to do about it? And they do nothing. They actually say, well, because you can't identify them because they had masks on, which if you reverse the situation, reverse the roles for 1 minute, you've got a Muslim woman and you've got a Muslim man. And then 7 or 8 young white men come, non-Muslims, come and attack them, jump them and beat the girl up and physically assault them. The police would shut that entire venue down. They would make sure they get the video evidence of every single bit of clothing that every single individual is wearing. They would launch a massive investigation. They would go and get the CCTV from every single building within the vicinity. They would put it on the national news.
It'd be white supremacist hate crimes committed against a poor, innocent Muslim woman. It'd be the number one story in the world. But because it wasn't, they shut it down.
Well, no one's even spoke about poor Lucy, really. No one spoke about her. I haven't seen one journalist. No one's contacted her. No media have contacted her. She's violently attacked for being a journalist. They're journalists. But yet every single report from the mainstream media, Tommy Robinson fighting with masked men. No, that's not how it was. Tommy Robinson was getting a burger from McDonald's and his camera girl and his cameraman were violently attacked. By a gang of fucks.
The headline should be, give us the headlines. We're going to name this video that. I mean, you're absolutely right. A gang of mass thugs viciously attacked female reporter. Media covers it up. I mean, that's really the headline.
And police refused to act. Police refused to deal with it. The police actually said, I looked around and I said, there's a CCTV camera straight above my head. I want that footage because that will show all of it. I want all the footage, but of course, they said, unless you can identify them. And then when they're talking about the crime, they said, oh, it's a public order. It's not public order. It's a violent, politically motivated hate crime, which is what you keep going on about. It's a hate crime. They are purposely targeting of us because of our beliefs. We've been violently attacked. We've been robbed. They smashed the camera. They stole the microphone, a £500 microphone. It's a street robbery as well. But none of these charges have been bought or looked into or investigated. It's just, that's it. You got beat up, they're gone. The police are actually standing with them.
Well, you know the answer. You need to recruit a Sikh or an Indian to go undercover and record the mosque and blow their entire operation. It's time for covert action.
It should be. And to be honest, what I said is, when they do this, so when these videos go viral, they expose themselves. They expose themselves, and we're always, what the media do is they use it no matter what to try and tarnish me or defame me or slander me and bracket me as a thug, as a violent hooligan. So that if someone's going to come up to me, the same in Rome, if someone's going to threaten your life, if someone's going to violently attack you, you're going to fight back. And that's all I've done. And usually, to be honest, Alex, I have to put my hands behind my back in so many situations. There's been so many times when I've been punched first, when I shouldn't have been punched first. It's like this situation there you're watching. People would only be happy if I let him stab me. So I'm fed up of being a punch bag, if I'm honest. I'm fed up of continually having to not act with my instinct and defend myself because I'm constantly worried of being prosecuted and put in prison because I know that the system and the government...
Well, let's be clear. They've got you on probation, even though they're overthrowing your conviction right now. They took your house, everything, because you fought back when Muslims attacked you. You now go to the houses of the people that are saying they're going to kill you. I mean, this is just insane, the climate there.
The climate, in the last... I've watched, and I am, for the first time in a long time, I am very, very worried. I'm very worried because I watched as... When Darren Osborne, who was a white man who drove a van into Muslims outside a mosque, when the police opened up that court case, one of the biggest terrorist court cases in our country, especially with the media, of course, because he was white, when they opened up that court case, they opened up with a blatant lie. They said that he had direct Twitter messages with Tommy Robinson.
And they also blamed InfoWars, I should add.
Yes, of course. Yeah, of course. And they didn't warn me. And when they'd done that, the media run with it everywhere. Now, because of that, and since then, the lead officer in counterterrorism, a man called Mark Rowley, he came out 2 weeks ago and he gave a speech where he said Tommy Robinson is basically the same as Anjem Chowdhury. Anjem Chowdhury is the leader of a proscribed terrorist organisation. 60% of Muslims in British prisons for terrorism are ex-members of his organisation. He wants to throw gay people off rooftops. He wants to bury women in the floor and smash rocks to their heads. And I want to stop him. And somehow, that puts us on the same level. And I've watched as they've upped it and upped it and upped it. And even now, with Brittany Pettibone, who's a young American girl, her and her partner flew into the UK 4 or 5 days ago. They were held at customs. They were arrested. They were detained and put into a detention centre full of Muslims for 3 days before they were deported. Now, the Home Office said the reason she was not allowed in, the reason she was detained, and the reason she was deported was because she was coming to interview Tommy Robinson. She's coming to interview me. Today, so that's what happened with her. Today, they've just held Lauren Southern, and they've deported her and banned her from our country again. This is, so I've watched as everything, they're up in the ante, and they're trying to build me up as a preacher of hate with zero evidence.
That's right. Stay there. We got to go to break. This is critical. Brittany Pettibone held for 4 days. Lauren Southern held as terrorist. They even have the printouts. They're not racist, any of that stuff. They're part of a free speech group. And we have the footage of in Europe when they get kicked back out of England, coming back, and Tommy went there to interview him. He is a busy man. Let me tell you something. I admire him. I mean, he made me feel so strong when I saw him in that video this weekend fight. It gave me a lot of strength, and it flipped something in my mind. It just let me know just how bad our enemies are and just how dedicated they are to enslaving us. We'll be back as humanity awakens. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we've been working on a plan to get Paul Watson and Tommy Robinson together because Paul is amazing. He probably reaches as many people as I do, and I had to tell him 6 years ago, I said, listen, I'm cutting your pay in half. He doesn't do it for money. That's the problem, too. All he does is work, and he's so humble that he didn't want to be on air, and I said, Paul, you're super articulate. His brother's got a PhD in international affairs, just as smart as Paul. He doesn't even want to be seen or heard because he's just so humble. Steve Watson, just as smart as Paul. And, you know, he just wants to run his folk festival, music festivals. He runs some pretty big festivals. He's successful in that, right? He writes articles for InfoWars. But I told Paul, I said, you're going on here. And I said, here's your website. Here's your Twitter account. He had no followers or nobody on it. I said, here it is, called Present Planet. He didn't even want it to be named after him. He said, oh, it's too much fancy if it's my name, but say it's behind the scenes. Just maybe Prison Planet, make one for me. And I said, okay, you're doing it. So maybe we can get this guy from London, they're a little more aggressive, teamed up with Paul, the little Northern Viking. So we'll get the Brittany, with the Viking from the North, and we'll get something going here because these two are going to be the dynamic duo, especially with his crew. And by the way, Lucy Brown, you know, I was watching the footage in Fast Motion. She has gray hair. I think maybe that's the style, because she's actually an attractive-looking woman now that I pause it. I was saying, here's Antifa attacking an old lady, but then I started watching. Tell us about Lucy Brown. Tell us about all this, and then other tidbits of what happened when the cameras were knocked out of your hands. I think you said for several minutes what happened there, and then into the reporters that were kidnapped for 4 days for trying to enter the country to talk to you.
That's it. So I met Lucy and I met George and Caleb, which is our team. I met them on an interview, actually. I met them on a discussion a year ago. And then if people look, any of my viewers will know, look at videos we've done in the last 4 weeks since my
You've exploded. You've exploded. It's like a bowling ball was taken off your leg, or right?
We're back. Yeah, we're back. Because we exploded when we first started working together. We exploded as soon as we first come together for Rebel, but then there was... There was whatever happens, not at all bad, but...
Look, I get it. Rebel doesn't want you to get killed. You're a great patriot, a star, but you're a warrior, so you're staying out in the streets. I understand, you know, why you guys had friction, because, you know, they didn't want to get you killed. I don't want to get you killed either. That's why I want to get enough capital in to get you some security, brother, you and Paul, because you guys are going to hit the ground running.
Yeah, that's it. The stories, for me, are out on the street. The stories are out on the street. And to be honest, See, even in the last 4 weeks, people can probably even sense off myself, I'm happy doing this. I'm happy. I'm happy. I feel like I'm doing what I wanted to be doing again. And, I'm happy. And I'm happy. So I'm happy because I know it's having an effect. It's having a change. And
well, I want you to know, your spirit gives me incredible energy. And now that you're turning it loose, I'm not kidding. I feel stronger and I'm more aggressive and have more hope because of you.
No, that's a good fit. Well, I get that. When I meet members of the public and I see how much it means to them and I see the reaction I get off them, it empowers me. Empowers me. And to know that it's making a difference. But that's the, when I was on your show last week, I spoke about how we had the upper hand in 2016. We had the media. We had the social media. We took it, we used it, and the authorities and the system, the globalists, did not know what to do with it. But now they're taking it back. They're regaining and pulling back their power. Whether it be taking my blue tick off, I was suspended from Twitter last week for 7 days for simply stating a fact. I see a situation coming in the next 12 months where I'm completely removed from social media completely. And that's the
And that's why we've now got to all team up to magnify everything here, because we've gotten so big they're having trouble actually deleting us. Absolutely. So this is critical.
Yeah, you've got to the stage where they can't get rid of you. But what they're witnessing with me, the reason why they've just done this with Lauren Southern, what's insane is they've welcomed all these immigrants in. They've welcomed ISIS fighters back. I spoke yesterday and said
they put them in the best Section 8 housing. Tell folks.
There was a man in Italy. He's a Moroccan living in Italy. He tried to fight for ISIS. He was stopped. He told the border agency, "I want to become a terrorist." And then, 3 months later, after all of his details were put on the European database to be watched, he just strolled straight into London, moved to our country. Now think about that. He's tried to join ISIS. He wants to be a terrorist. Our border staff didn't stop him, didn't arrest him, but they stopped Brittany Pettibone. They stopped Lauren Southern. They didn't stop him. He went on to kill 8 people and injure 48. We've had last week a Pakistani preacher who is banned from every mosque in Pakistan. He's banned from preaching in Pakistan. He flies into my country and he's touring the mosques of our country, giving radical sermons, inciting murder upon people. But don't worry, because our border agency have got Lauren Southern. So everything's all right. So what the reality
because the globalists, it's all in the UN plan. They admit they're going to bring in Islam as their enforcer. They get Christianity gone so that you have no culture, even if you don't believe in God, folks. The point is it's an operating system for them. They get rid of that so you have no culture. Then they bring in the new culture, and they make you submit to it. And it's all in the Peter Sutherland, UN globalist, Juncker, the unelected, you know, dictator of the EU, the heir to the Nazi fortune. That's what I mean. You cannot make this up. You cannot make up how evil they are. Now I'm going to play this clip. from where you are in Europe, set up this clip of Pettibone, Brittany Pettibone, and her boyfriend coming out. You've got the folks there in German, you know, chanting about free speech. Media's calling them rot Nazis. All they are is a free speech coalition group, and demonizing folks' speech. So set this up. We'll play the clip. Again, was this Austria or was this Germany where they flew back into?
This was. They were getting deported to Austria. So Brittany was coming to interview me. She was arrested, held, detained, and they were deporting her. So I thought it was important that we were waiting for her in Austria. So as she come through the airport, and if I'm honest, it was a beautiful moment. When they returned, and I looked, and I saw probably up 50 to 100 people who were greeting them at the airport, who were singing a song about free speech and free thought, and I realised what it meant to these people, what the values of freedom of speech meant to them. And then I felt humiliated that my country has just detained this couple, Martin Selner and Brittany Pettibone. They've been detained, they've been imprisoned, and now they've been deported. Martin Selner, who's Brittany's partner, he was coming to give a speech at Speaker's Corner. Speaker's Corner, for anyone who doesn't know, in London, there's 300 years of history. It's where, it's known as where you can go and say whatever you want.
And so now you realize that your own country, let's play the clip as a time, you now realize your own country's going pure authoritarian, where actual Brits and others have no speech, or Canadians coming in to speak. You have no speech, but the foreign invaders do, backed up by your Islamic mayor and the globalists. Let's go to that clip.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome home. Welcome home, Brittany. Welcome home, mine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You've got quite a reception waiting for you.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, we didn't expect that. Wow. Amazing.
Wait, can I ask, how are you feeling?
I'm just thankful for all the people who supported us. Everybody who tweeted, people who made demonstrations in front of embassies, and especially the brave guys who went to speech corners today. They're the backbone of our resistance.
Can you briefly tell us what happened?
Yeah, so it was separate for us. So he was denied entry for a different reason. I was denied entry because I said I was going to interview you. And so I have the immigration statement. I'll show it to you. And it says, you're denied entry because you want to interview far-right activist, far-right extremist, Tommy Robinson, who incites racial hatred. And so Martin actually mentioned, he was like, why don't you let her through and she can do her interviews and I won't go and then the event won't take place, so it'll be fine. They're like, her situation's worse because she's going to interview Tommy.
Yeah. We wanted to give a speech about freedom of speech there, but they wouldn't even let us go to a speaker's corner. And I think sometimes a speech you don't give speaks more.
This is beautiful. A beautiful reception.
Great.
Welcome home. Welcome
home.
Thanks, Tommy.
So let's talk about what happened. Germany lost 22 million people in World War II, getting swindled into that war by Hitler and the globalists. We're going to break them back with Mr. Robbins in the third, fourth hour here. But now the left can't stop. They bring people in, they do race-based garbage. And when people try to resist it, they say, you have no right to exist. And the Green Party and all of them in Germany say, it's time to get rid of white people. They're inherently evil. And then when people, young people come together and say, no, that's not true, then they call them Nazis and say they have no speech. This is a globalist plan to destroy all culture, exploit the third world, everybody. It's an admitted plan. And they hate Mr. Robinson because he goes and speaks to the black African groups, and he goes and speaks to the Sikhs and everybody else, and is open for all that as long as you're for everybody else's freedom. Everybody else is compatible, but the Islamists and the left they're allied with. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. We need your support. Free shipping ends today. InfoWarsStore.com. Without you, we cannot defeat the globalists. InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.